Chapter 7. A Bright Future. The full November twilight had fallen around Green Gables, and the only light in the kitchen came from the dancing red flames in the stove. Marilla gazed fondly at Anne, who was lying on the rug in front of the stove reading. "Anne," she said, "Miss Stacy visited me this afternoon while you were out with Diana."
"Did she? Oh, I'm sorry I wasn't in. Why was Miss Stacy here?"
"Well, she wants to organize a class for her advanced students who want to study for the entrance examination into Queen's Academy. She intends to give them extra lessons for an hour after school, and she came to ask Matthew and me if we would like to have you join it. Would you like to go to Queen's to study to become a teacher? If you do, we will find a way to pay for it."
"Oh, Marilla, it's been the dream of my life. That is, for the last 6 months, ever since Ruby and Jane began to talk of studying for the entrance examination. But I didn't say anything about it because I supposed it would be impossible. I'd love to be a teacher, and I'm so grateful to you and Matthew. I promise I'll study as hard as I can," Anne said as she threw her arms around Marilla's neck.
"I dare say you'll get along well enough. Miss Stacy says you are bright and diligent."
"I shall take more interest than ever in my studies now," said Anne happily, "because I have a purpose in life. The minister told us last Sunday that everybody should have a purpose in life and pursue it faithfully. I think teaching is an important profession, Marilla, and it could be my purpose in life."
The Queen's class was organized in due time, and it was announced that Gilbert Blythe, Anne Shirley, Ruby Gillis, Jane Andrews, Josie Pye, Charlie Sloane, and Moody Spurgeon McPherson would join it. There was open rivalry between Gilbert and Anne now, as both had shown their competitive streaks, and neither of them wanted to settle for second best. Since the day by the pond when she had refused to listen to his plea for forgiveness, Gilbert now completely ignored Anne. This made Anne feel very sad, and she knew that if she could relive their encounter on the Lake of Shining Waters again, she would answer very differently. But, she feared, it was too late, and so she got on with her life. During the term, Anne had focused all her energy on her studies, so she was relieved when the term ended and the summer vacation started. "I'm not even going to look at a school book during vacation," she told Marilla. "I've studied as hard as I possibly could, and even my geometry has improved. I'm going to have such a grand time over the coming weeks." And she did. Anne enjoyed being outdoors with Diana every day. They made secret gardens and little houses out of sticks. They invited Jane and Ruby over to write plays together and then perform them. When Mrs. Barry allowed, the girls went swimming in the pond. Sometimes Matthew or Mr. Barry took them fishing. The girls even had fun helping Marilla around the farm and in the kitchen and taking care of Diana's siblings. Oh, what a grand time they had!
"I've had a perfectly beautiful summer," Anne said to herself 2 months later as she got her books from their resting place. She felt refreshed and ready for the challenges that lay ahead. Miss Stacy was happy to find all her pupils eager for work once more. The Queen's class was ready to work especially hard. After all, the all-important entrance examination would take place at the end of the year. As the weather got colder, the Queen's class studied harder. Anne's world centered around her studies, and she spent hours and hours every day reading books, writing essays, and memorizing information. While she felt sad that she couldn't wander about her dear Green Gables, she felt worse about spending less time with Matthew, Marilla, and especially Diana. But she was determined to do well in the entrance examination, both for herself and for those who loved her. Before she felt ready, it became time for Anne to go to Charlottetown and sit for the entrance examination. She did her best during those tense days in Charlottetown, but did not feel relieved when it was over. What if she did not succeed in passing? Anne felt like she would never fully recover from such a disappointment. Diana was waiting for Anne at Avonlea when she arrived back from the Queen's Academy in Charlottetown. "How did you do?" Diana asked excitedly. Pretty well, I think, in everything but the geometry. Oh, how good it is to be back! Green Gables is the dearest, loveliest spot in the world. Oh, you'll pass all right. Don't worry, said Diana. While Anne wanted to beat Gilbert badly, she had a more important motive for wishing to do well. She wanted to get high marks for the sake of Matthew and Marilla, especially Matthew. Matthew had declared to her his conviction that she would beat the whole island. Also, he had been looking run down as of late, and Anne wanted to make him as happy and proud as she could. He had done so much for her, and she felt this was one way she could repay him. Finally, after 3 tense weeks of waiting, the news came in. Anne was sitting at her open window, lost in a daydream, when she saw Diana come flying up the slope with a newspaper in her hand. Anne jumped to her feet, knowing at once what that paper contained. The pass list was out. Her head spun and her heart beat loudly as Diana came rushing along the hall and burst into Anne's room without even knocking, so great was her excitement. "Anne, you've passed," she cried. "You came first. You and Gilbert both, you're tied, but your name is first. Oh, I'm so proud." Anne snatched the paper and held it with shaky hands. Yes, she had passed. There was her name at the very top of the list of 200. That moment was one of the best of her life so far. "For the first time in my life, I don't know what to say," said Anne. "I want to say 100 things, and I can't find words to say them. Excuse me a minute, Diana. I must run right out to the field to tell Matthew and Marilla." The girls hurried to the field below the barn, where Matthew and Marilla were working. "Oh, Matthew," cried Anne, "I've passed and I'm first, or one of the first. I'm so thankful."
"Well now, I always said it," said Matthew, inspecting the pass list. "I knew you could beat them all easily."
"You've done very well, I must say, Anne," offered Marilla. "We're all so proud of you." It was one of the happiest days Green Gables had ever seen.